You're listening to the Batuta Advocate's weekly news wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
G'day, my name's Bruce Hitchcock, and you're listening to the weekly Batuta News Bulletin, coming to you live from the Desert Rock FM radio station in downtown Batuta. Sitting alongside me again today is my old mate Wendell Hussey.
G'day, and thanks for joining us as we run through the biggest stories from the week in news, live from Koala Mattress Studios.
Getting the ball rolling with national news again, and Peter Dutton's made a shock announcement regarding Christmas Island this week.
Yeah, he has, Bruce. After being impressed by how many unwitting people Billy McFarlane managed to trap on the Bahaman island of Great Exuma during his failed 2017 Fire Festival, Peter Dutton has today announced that the American entrepreneur will be running all operations in the soon-to-be-reopened Christmas Island Detention Centre. Dutton said to us,
Billy McFarland is the best in the business at making understaffed and poorly managed island hideaways look cool and convincing enough to let morons spend millions of dollars on it. In this case, the morons are the Australian taxpayer.
It's not yet known if Billy McFarland will be receiving a $448 million contract to fuck up this knee-jerk government project like Paladin did with Manus. However, he will be given free rein to sell exclusive tickets to the island in the oceanfront villages of Java.
And it looks like McFarlane might have some business soon if reports are to be believed. The Advocate was informed this morning that inspired by the Medivac Bill, an opportunistic refugee has decided to, first, get lost at sea, spend 5 years in Nauru, develop an excruciating illness, and then maybe, briefly, come to Australia for medical treatment under armed guard for a week or two. After spending her entire life avoiding being tortured and killed by a tyrannical terrorist organisation that's taken control of her home country after several failed US military operations, one cunning refugee said the Medivac bill's the news she's been waiting years to hear about. Sharon, whose name's been changed for obvious reasons, says she actually follows the Australian news cycle quite closely and has been waiting ages for news of a weak Labor government so she can begin her 7-year journey to Australia's shores.
Well, we can't say the Night Watchman and Peter Dutton didn't warn us. And in news back home now, a local boyfriend has used up all of his Valentine's Day brownie points in one hit this week. A local Batuta Ponds man who remembered Valentine's Day for the first time in his 4-year relationship decided to treat his girlfriends to flowers and a nice dinner last week. However, rather than using the points accrued from the dinner sparingly over a few weeks, the young man decided to burn through all of them in one 48-hour long bender with a flat phone over the weekend. The shell of a man told us on Monday morning that he's definitely in the red after getting a little bit too excited on Friday afternoon and going off the radar for a little while.
Elsewhere around town this week, a young anti-vaxxer mother has taken to social media this week to implore people to do some research into car seats and baby capsules. Butter Hibiscus, a civil engineer specialising in concrete during the day and a mummy blogger by night, said that she's exercising her right as a mother not to let her young children ride in a government-approved seating device in her car because the research the 29-year-old has done on her own time suggests that they may be more harm than good. The Advocate sat down with Ms. Hibiscus and her partner Banjo Clemente, who explained the dangers associated with using car booster seats and baby capsules. Hibiscus told us that baby seats cause scoliosis, diabetes, and serious damage to a child's spine, and that everyone should be doing their own research into the devices. At that point, our reporter asked where the toilet was and took the opportunity to climb out the window.
Since publishing that story, one of our local readers, named Paul Redfern, has texted our editor Clancy, informing him that we do need to be aware of Big Seatbelt trying to steal our money, as there's a cure for whiplash, but it's more profitable for Big Seatbelt to keep it from us so they can sell us more products.
Certainly does seem like a real hot-button issue around town at the moment, so we'll have to keep an eye on that one.
Yes, we certainly will. And in sports news now, the multinational brand Adidas have announced an exciting new range of shoes this week. The second largest sportswear company in the world made the announcement this morning, unveiling a new range which will feature a cutting-edge NRL boot that will combine the added ankle support popular with modern-day players with the ability to attach an electronic monitoring bracelet if required. The new feature comes after the shit show that was the 2018-2019 NRL offseason, which saw many of the game's players land themselves in hot water. The boot, with ankle bracelet compatibility, will allow authorities to monitor players' behaviour if they've been given favourable bail conditions because they're an NRL player or if they've been given a non-custodial sentence. The boot is expected to be on shelves across the country by the end of this week.
Sounds like innovation and ingenuity at its finest there, Dell. Anyway, that's it for the News Bulletin this week. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast in order to get your weekly fix of real, unfiltered, and unwavering regional news. Until next time, I'm Bruce Hitchcock.
And I'm Wendell Hussey.